Right. Oh, sorry. Got this. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kevin, and I work in the ECE Secretariat. I think Francesco has said our delegates from Fermat couldn't make it today, so I will try my best to present on behalf. So the EU rail freight transport has seen virtually no growth over the past 15 years, with share remaining at around 17%. For rail to play a larger role in freight transport, investment is needed. Investment needs to be more concentrated in core areas that handles the highest transport volume. So Fermat has done a study, and the aim of this study was to identify the busiest section of the EU transport network and the most effective ways to transition freight from road to rail, with a view to achieving the European Commission's goal of having 30% rail share for inland freight transport for distances over 300 kilometers. So this study begins by looking at the EU backbone network. The network was determined by evaluating the transport volume across each section of the extended core network. To be included in the central backbone network as identified by, as defined by Fermat, sections need to meet a minimal threshold of 122,000 tons of freight per day. This threshold-based approach narrowed the network to just 65% of the total, which allows for more focused investment. And this core section is shown in blue on the map you see on screen. For peripheral countries with less sections with less freight volume, sections with 65% of the national average transport performance were also prioritized, and this was represented by the red sections on the screen. After identifying the critical sections, another critical part of the study was to identify the major EU hubs based on several criteria: the inflow outflows of goods, the manufacturing gross value added, populations in this hub. And with this free input, a combined index was created that integrated these factors. Major hubs needed to have a significant freight movement to destinations of 300 kilometers and more, a strong manufacturing base, and a large population, as you can see all the major hubs as identified on the screen. Using this criteria, the study identified 30 main logistic hubs that could best support the shift from road to rail. This selective approach to investment ensures that resources target the most economically and logistically important nodes of the network. One of the study's findings was that nearly 90% of the terminals are not designed for trains with the optimal length of 740 meters, creating inefficiencies and requiring more time-consuming shunting movement. To address this, Fermat proposed the plus-first terminal concept, a layout that reduces congestions and enables smoother train operation. If you see on screen on the right, there's the new terminal concept proposed. There's a central area that is dedicated to loading and unloading, while the two buffer zones on each side of the loading and unloading area would allow trains to park if the loading tracks are occupied. Each buffer is about 900 meters long, allowing trains to decelerate and accelerate efficiently, minimizing disruptions on the main rail line. The proposed first approach is to intermodal transport designed to make rail transport more adaptable to varying freight demands. This system would allow semi-trailers, containers, and spot bodies to be moved seamlessly across a combined railroad network, bringing the flexibility of road transport to rail. First proposed to offer three types of train services: point-to-point, That's P2P on the screen. Stops at intermediate terminals, SAI, SAI, and stop on requests, SOR. And there will be a video that explains this much better than I do, that I will play towards the end of the presentation. So why this was proposed? Fermat believed that the current point-to-point services are too rigid and often too rigid to capture the larger share of rail freight transport, which requires flexibility. It aligns with the agility of road transport while leveraging on the environmental and congestion-reducing benefits of rail. By offering this flexibility, it brings rails closer to meeting the EC targets of 30% share of inland freight transport. A pilot test of the system was planned along the routes connecting Rotterdam, Duisburg, Dijon, and Barcelona. The goal was to create an EU stakeholder alliance to support and evaluate this this pilot. This is another slide showing that the second phase of the pilot using existing intermodal terminals. So in conclusion, the social and economical and environmental analysis conducted in this study indicates that the proposal is not only feasible but also profitable. By concentrating investment in the extended core network, in 23% of the extended core network, we could see 100%, almost 100% net increase in 100% net present value, while an additional 39% of the network would also yield positive returns. The integration of the first system with key hubs is essential for achieving the EU Green Deal targets, promising significant reductions in operational costs and externalities. And that is it from me. And I will now play the video. Do we have time? Yes, yes. We do. Okay. Oops.